This is still in Perek Dalet. Iti milvanon kala. This is Pasuk 8 in chapter 4. I want to read the Rashi, which is very beautiful. And not only is the Rashi beautiful, but the Rashi expresses an idea that is repeated a good number of times in Tanakh. Iti milvanon kala. Rashi says, the Rashi is on page number 1, right hand side. Iti milvanon kala. Kishe tiglu milvanon ze iti tiglu. Remember we had said, Rashi is explaining chapters 1, 2, 3, we're talking about the period from Yitzhak Mitzrayim, Torah given at Sinai, 40 years in the desert. Last week we already talked about Yahushua and Klal Yisrael coming into Eretz Yisrael, but that's going to end. There's going to be an exile. Kishetiglu milvanon zem. I had pointed out last week that Levanon is a term that's used to describe Yerushalayim, Bet HaMikdash. Bet HaMikdash was built with the cedars of Lebanon. When you are going to go into exile, we're talking now about going to exile, the Babylonian exile. We will be later today speaking about the return from Golus Bavel. When you go out into this exile, iti tiglu, with me you will go into exile. Ki ani egle imachem, because I'm going to go into exile with you. Iti milvanon Tavoi. The Pasuk says, with me, you will leave from Eretz Yisrael to go to exile, and also iti milvanon tavoi. Ukishatoshuvu min hagola, when you will return from exile, ani ashuv imachem, I'm going to return with you. Va'af kol yemei hagola, during all the time that you are in exile, b'tzarotcha li tzar, when you are in dire straits, when you are in tzaris, I am with you. Va'al kein, Rashi says, therefore, it says in the pasuk, iti milvanon tavoi. The second phrase is talking about Jews coming back to Eretz Israel. The first phrase, iti with me, milvanon, we're going to go out to exile, so it's correct. Iti with me from Levanon, from Yerushalayim, we're going to go out. Now, when we're talking about coming back, it should have said, iti with me, lilevanon tovoi. You to Levanon you will come. So Rashi says, you know why Shlomo HaMelech wrote, iti milvanon tovoi? So that you should know that the whole time, from the moment that you left Eretz Yisrael until the time you come back, I'm with you all the time. Va'al kein katav, Rashi says. Therefore it wrote, iti with me, mi levan, li levanon, tu levanon. Iti mi levanon tavoi. Kishetidlu mi levanon ze, when you're going to go into exile from Yerushalayim, iti tavoi, with me you will come. Velo katav, it didn't say, iti lilivonon tavoi, with me you will come back. Loma, this is in order to teach us. Mishat yitziatchem, he come from the time that you leave here. Adshab biatchem kan, until the time you come back here. Ani imachem, I am with you. Bechol asher teitzu v'tavo, wherever you go, I'm with you. If it would have said in the second phrase, iti with me, lilavanon tavoi, that would mean, could very well mean, I'll leave you there for a few thousand years, and when it's time to come home, you understand, I'll come and get you. Iti milvanon tavoi means I'm with you. I'm with you there all the time. And the pasuk goes on to say, Toshuri Mirosh Amana. Amana is the name of a mountain in the north of Eretz Yisrael. Toshuri bekapziet nidachayich, when I will gather together your exiles, tistaklivit idbonini. Mas charpulateich, you will look and you will understand the reward. Meireshit ha'amono sheha'emanta bi, that faith, you will then know that the faith that you had in me was right. It was correct. You can depend on me. I'm going to bring you back. You will understand that the journey that we have made together, lechteich acharai bamidbar, to go after me in the desert, umasotayich v'chaniotayich alpi, all of your journeys and the places where you encamped through me, ubiatchal rosh snir v'chermon, shehayuma onot arayot sichon v'og. That passage that we're talking about, Itimi Levanon Kalan, is talking about, finally you're going to be by Rosh Snir V'Chermon, you're going to be by Haramana. When we went through all of those places, we went through the lairs of the lions, Sichon and Og, all of that you will know ultimately, Toshuri Me Rosh Amana. You're going to see that from the very beginning, the faith that you had in me was well placed. Dovaracher, another pshat. Meirosh amana. In the first pshat, Rashi learned amana meaning faith. When it's all over and you come back, first pshat is you will see that the faith and trust you placed in me was justified. There's a second pshat. Meirosh amana harhu bigvul safona shel Eretz Yisrael. It's a mountain at the northern boundary of Eretz Yisrael. Ushmo amana. The name of the mountain is Amana. And in the Mishnah talks about it as Turei Amnon. And it's also called Hor HaHor. Shenema bo min hayam hagadol to ta'u lachem Hor HaHor. In one of this week's sedras, the Hor HaHor that they talk about in the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, in Parshas Maaseh, that's the mountain called Amana. Now watch the description. Ukishahagoluyot nikbatsot umagiyot sham, when the exiles are gathered together and they come to that point, they come to Amana in the north. Sham hein tzofim misham v'roin givul Eretz Yisrael. Can you imagine? They come to that mountain, they've been in exile for many years, and they finally come to Amana. And you know what they see from Amana? All of Eretz Yisrael. All of Eretz Yisrael beneath their feet. They can see as far as the eye goes. V'avirah shel Eretz Yisrael, they feel already the air. They smell the air of Eretz Yisrael. Usmeichim, they're full of joy, and they say Shira. Lakach nema, that's why it says Toshuri. You know what Toshuri means? It means two things. Toshuri means to see. In Parshas Balak, Bilam says, Ashurenu, I see him. And you know what Toshuri also means? Sing. When we get there to the top of that mountain, and we're finally going to look down and we're going to see Eretz Yisrael, we're going to sing. It's the kind of experience that, of course, there are those of us who arrived the first time in Eretz Yisrael by boat. There is nothing that compares to arriving in Eretz Yisrael for the first time by boat. June 27th, 1955. Coming by boat. Nobody on that boat slept all night. Nobody slept all night. By the way, the Satmar Rebbe and 50 of his chassidim and the Rebbetzin were on that same boat with me. Or I was on the boat with him. And I remember the last stop. The boat started in Venice. The last stop was Limassol, which is in Cyprus. And it was then under the British, and British Tommies came on board to check, and there were those who got off in Cyprus. From the moment that we left Cyprus, then we knew already that everybody who's on that boat is on the way to Eretz Yisrael. Oy hat sich ungefangen, hat sich geschlagen und gehärget an der Baut. Chilonim, Datiim, Lumiim, against the Satmara, the Satmara with them. By 5 o'clock in the morning, all the fighting died out. Everybody was standing up against the railing of the boat, just looking. It must have been an hour and a half, and all of a sudden, you see it. The first look of Eretz Yisrael gets shivers going up my spine every time I think of it. Chused, Misnaged, Chilaini, Dati. Everybody was unbelievably thrilled by that first look of Eretz Yisrael. Over the years, of course, it was lost because then it was about the dakot tiru et chof haaretz mitzad hasmolish heivenu shalom aleichem. And before you know it, this plane is coming. They don't even sing heivenu shalom aleichem. They don't even do that anymore. Except, of course, maybe this is a good morning to learn this Rashi, because the first Nefesh B'Nefesh flight for the summer came in this morning, and there must have therefore been Jews who got their first look of seeing Eretz Yisrael as Olim. So Rashi describes, you're going to come back with me, I'm going to be there with you, we're going to be at the top of Amana, and all of a sudden, we're going to see Eretz Yisrael, we're going to be full of joy, and we're going to feel the air, we're going to smell the air of Eretz Yisrael, and we're going to sing. The theme that Rashi talks about is one that appears in a number of places in Torah. And I want to take you to a few of them. On the left-hand side, Tanya, the Gemara says the following, Reb Shimon ben Yochai says, Bo ure'ei, come and see. Right there to the left-hand side of the Rashi, on page 1, the page that is numbered 1, Tanya. It was taught in the Brisa, Reb Shimon ben Yochai says, Bo'ei kama chavivin yourselves, now Kodesh Baruch Hu, come and see how beloved the children of Israel are before the Holy One, blessed be He. Shebechol makom shegolu shchina imahen. This is a Gemara in Masechta Megillah. Wherever Israel went into exile, the divine presence was with them. Golulu Mitzchayim, they went into exile to Egypt. Shchina imahen, the divine presence, the Shchina was with them. Shenema, as it says, I revealed myself to your fathers in Egypt. Golul Bavel, they went into exile to Bavel after the destruction of the first Bet HaMikdash. Shechina imahen, the divine presence was with them. Shenema, Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Lema'anchem, because of you, Shilachti Bavela. Because of you, I was sent to Bavel. God is saying, not only you went into exile in Bavel, I went into exile with you. The Afkishahina Sidin Lihi Goel, and even in the future when they're going to be redeemed, Shchina Imahen, the Shchina is with them, Shenema, as it says. Beautiful. This is a pasuk that during the Yom HaNechayim we say it time and time again. On fast days we say it. V'shav Hashem Elokecha et Shvutcha, God will return your captivity, as a pasuk in Pashas Nitzavim. V'shav Hashem Elokecha et Shvutcha, God is going to return your captivity. So now, what do we learn from V'shav Hashem Elokecha et Shvutcha? God will return your captivity. So the Braisa continues and says, V'heshiv lo nemar. God doesn't write in Torah, V'heshiv, He will bring you back. He says, V'shav, I'm returning with you. V'heshiv lo nemar, ele v'shav melameid, Sha'akodesh Baruch Hu, Shav imohen mibein ha'goliot. God Himself returns with Jewish people from the exile. V'shav Hashem lo kechav. There is another, this is already a pshat that I once said, and I liked it. Not only I liked it, it may even be true. And it's part of the general idea that we're talking about. Listen, we're already in the 3 weeks, so all of this is related to the 3 weeks. There's a Gemara. This is a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara says the following, that Vespasian, who had surrounded Yerushalayim, the Roman forces, this is the second Bet HaMikdash. Vespasian had surrounded Yerushalayim. A deal was made with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that Yerushalayim will be surrendered to the enemy. Vespasian is notified, as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had told him, that he is going to be appointed Caesar. So he returns to Rome and he sends Titus the Rasha. Ozal Shave Letitus. Vespasian went to Rome and he sent Titus to take charge of the military campaign against Jerusalem. In this connection, scripture says, where is their God, the rock in which they sought refuge? Who was the one that taunted the Jewish people and said, where is your great God? Here it is, Yerushalayim is on her knees before Titus. Said Titus Arosh is the one who said it. Shechidev v'gidev klapei maila. This Titus profaned and blasphemed the one above. Ma also, what did he do? What was the terrible thing that Titus did? Unbelievable story. Tafazona biyado, he seized a harlot in his hand. V'nichnas lebeis kodshei hakodoshim. He went into the Holy of Holies. He tziyas sefer Torah, he spread out a sefer Torah, and in the Holy of Holies, on the sefer Torah, he committed an immoral act. Can you imagine a worse, or you know, like civilized people don't do such things to places of holiness. V'ovar aleho aveir, and committed a sin upon it. V'not al sayif. The Gida et HaParochet, he took his sword and the Parochet, that great curtain that separated the Holy of Holies from the rest of, he tore it with his sword. Vohyodam mivatzveit zviyosi. You know what happened? Blood started dripping out of the Parochet. Ukosovor horaget atzmo. He thought that he had killed, the word atzmo is the one I'm interested in. He thought that he had killed himself. Now, the word himself really means God. The Gemara didn't want to say Kosovar, he thought that he killed God and God is dead. Chas v'shalom. So instead, the Gemara used a euphemism called atzmo. That Titus thought he had killed him, capital H, I am. Shenema, shagu tzorerecho bekerev moadecho, samu ototam otot, your enemies roared in the midst of your meeting place, in the Kodesh HaKodashim. They established their signs as true signs. He says, blood is dripping out of the parochet. I killed him. The word atzmo, therefore, is the euphemism that means God. So I once said in the Haggadah, b'chol dor v'dor, in every generation, chayiv odom liros es atzmo ki'ilu hu yotzami Mitzrayim. Not only did I leave Egypt, you know who else left Egypt? Atzmo. Isn't that what Rashi was saying over here? Wherever we went into exile, God went into exile with us, and he came out with us. Golul Mitzrayim, Reb Shimon ben Yochai said, Golul Mitzrayim, who went with them to Mitzrayim? God went with them. By the way, there's an open passage that says it. When Yaakov is on his way down to Mitzrayim to see his son Yosef, he stops in Beersheba. God appears to him in a vision that night and he says to him, Al tira miridom Mitzrayim, don't be afraid of going down to Egypt. Onochi eid imcha, I will go down with you. Va'onochi elcha gam olo, and I also will bring you up. What Rashi has added over here in Shir HaShirim is to tell us that during that period between Eid, I will go down to Olo, God is with them. Anochi shchinta begaluta, the Zohar says, the divine presence is in exile. I'm saying, b'chol dor v'dor, in every generation, not only must the person see himself, me, that I went out of Egypt, but you also have to be able to see that Atzmo, when I walked out, he walked out with me. Veshov Hashem Elokecha et Shvutcha. Not Veheshiv. Iti Milvanon Tovoi. Same idea. So I remember I was walking in the streets of Har Nofer, and I was so thrilled when I thought about this. I thought about it on the street. Understand? I even remember the spot on the street where I thought of it. And I see a friend, a Ben Torah, and I come, you know what I just thought? The whole Davidar Chayev Adam leader says Atzmo, Keilu Hu Yatzim Mitzrayim, that God went out. So he says, Oi, the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon. As he said it, I remembered the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says, Rosh Amahu Omer. What does the Rosh say? Moha Avod Azos Lachem. What is this worship to you, Lachem? To them, for lo, not to Ulefisha Hotzi es Atzmo min haklal. The Vilna Gaon said, because the Rosh has removed God from the equation, Lefisha Hotzi et Atzmo, all built on this same Gemara, the same Gemara of Titus who thought he had killed Atzmo. The Rosh is the one who takes God out of the equation entirely. See, here is a beautiful Rashi. Very, very beautiful idea. The idea that wherever Klal Yisrael goes, there the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is with them. That's Iti Milvanon Kala. All right. Let's go to page 3. You see page 3? Now, you're going to have to halt with the finger, you understand. This is already Rashi on chapter 6. Chapter 6. So you know what? If you hold chapter 6 over there and take a look at the next page, you'll see chapter 6. You know? Take a look what I'm doing. There's chapter 6. Ono halach dodeich. Ono halach dodeich. Where has your beloved gone? Hayafa ben Hashem, you most beautiful of women. Ona ponododeich. Where has your beloved turned? And you know what? Univakshenu imach, if you want, we'll go seek him for you. We're going to go look for him. This is another period in time. We already had a period like this earlier where they seem to be distant from God. They don't know where he is. We had learned Wait a minute. Just a parenthetic comment to the people who asked me what happened to chapter 5. The first shir on Shir HaShirim that I said was on chapter 5. The major shir on Kol Dodi Dofeik. Kol dodi dofeik poshatiti et kut kutanti rakatsi es raglai eicha el b'shena eicha atan fein. I learned with you chapter 5, the first shir. I have not shortchanged you at all on that chapter. And we then learned the Rav Soloveitchik's great essay on Kol dodi dofeik. We learned also Rabbi Yehuda Halevi in the Sefer HaGuzri, how he describes Kol Dodi Dofeik. And by the way, it all fits in. It fits in as a preparation to what's going to happen here. This is talking now about the time of after Churban Bayit Sheni, Bayit Rishon, and the time is coming for Jews to return to Eretz Yisrael. And they come back and there is no divine presence. The land is in absolute ruins. And there are those who say to us, where is your beloved? Where is he gone? You can't find him? Well, you know, we'll help you. We will seek him with you. So she says, Dodi Arad L'gano, my beloved has gone down to his garden. La rugot habosem, the bed of spices, lirod baganin, to pasture his flock, vililkot shoshanim, and to gather lilies. He's gone down to his garden. What is this garden that we're talking about? Vililkot shoshanim. And then he begins to say, Yofa atrayati, you, my beloved, you are beautiful. You are beautiful as Tirza. Novak Yerushalayim. As pretty as Yerushalayim, ayumah kenegdalot, awesome as an army with banners. What's it all talking about? So just go back to Rashi. On a halach dodech, page 3, the page that says a number 3 in a circle. On a halach dodech, where did your beloved go? Ma'anim u'mekantadim ha'umot et Yisrael, the nations. Taunt the Jewish people. Where did your beloved go? Why did he leave you forsaken as a widow? Where did your beloved turn away? When he came and he brought his divine presence upon Koresh, King of Persia, the Natan Reshut Livnot Habayit, and he gave permission to build the Bet HaMikdash. V'etchilu Livnot, they began to build. Rashi is explaining the following. This is at the early point. Jews have come back. They're on their way back from Bavel. They're on their way back. And Koresh has given permission to the Jewish people. The very last words in Tanakh are, whoever wants to go on Aliyah, Vashem Imo Vial, let God be with him and he shall go up. So they finally came, and now you know what they're doing? They're beginning to build the Beit HaMikdash. Bo v'amru lehem, so there were those goyim who were living in Eretz Yisrael and said, Ono Pova, and said to them, where did your beloved go? Im chozer hu elayach, if he's really going to return to you, nevakshenu imach, we'll seek him. You know, let's do it all together. You know, me, you, me. What difference does it make? Goy, Jew, all us together, you know, the same God. Let's seek him. Shenema, as it says in Ezra, vayishmu utzore Yehuda binyamin, the oppressors of Yehuda binyamin. There was an indigenous people still living in Eretz Israel who were opposed to Jewish resettlement of the land. Does it sound slightly familiar? All right. And then they say, they heard those who oppressed Yehuda and Binyamin, because remember, only Yehuda and Binyamin came back from Bavel, because only Yehuda and Binyamin went to Bavel. They heard, Ki b'nei ha-gola bonim hechel, that the sons of the exile who've returned to Yerushalayim are building the Beit HaMikdash. Vayikshu el Zerubbabel, they came to Zerubbabel, and they said, Nivne imachem, let's build together with you. Ki kochem nidrosh lelekech, we also seek your God. V'kavanatam l'ra'ah, their intention was evil. They wanted to join us in the rebuilding of Eretz Yisrael only so that they should be in a position to stop it, to put a monkey wrench in the works. כדי להשביטה מן ההלכה, in order to stop them from doing the work. I have to be very careful. Very careful of people who want to be very friendly. It's a very difficult call to make. Very difficult call to make. There are all sorts of Christian groups who want to, be friendly and helpful, and some of them are very friendly and very helpful. But there always has to be a sense of caution. What are their ultimate motives? What are their goals? Here it is. The Pasuk already told us that they are Tzore Yehuda Binyamin, but they say, let's work together. Let's build for the greater glory of God. But Ezra and Nehemiah knew that their intent is ultimately to stop the work. V'hein Meshivim. How do we respond to those who want to join us? Dodi Yarad Ligano. My beloved went down to his garden. Tziva lanu livnot heichalo v'yesham imanu. The garden, according to Rashi, the garden is right here, Yerushalayim. My beloved has come down to his garden. He commanded us to build his Bet HaMikdash, and he will be there with us. La'arugot ha'bosem, it's the place of spices, mekom miktar hakatod, at the place where we bring incense before God. Lir'od baganim, here, watch this. He came down to his garden. The Pasuk said he came down, Dodi, my beloved, came down to his garden. And then it also says in the same Pasuk, lir'ot, to tend through to the ganim, the gardens. Rashi says there are other gardens that God looks at. What are the other gardens? Va'od yarad, he also came down, lid'ot sono, baganim asher nafotsu sham, to tend to his sheep who are in other gardens where they have been dispersed. Otam shalo alu min hagola, those who did not come up from the exile. God makes his divine presence upon them, the batei knesiot ubatei midrashot. That even those, Rashi here is taking a very kindly approach, so to speak, to the Jews in the exile. That Dodi comes down, Ligano, his own garden, that's here. Here he wants to rebuild Eretz Yisrael. But he has not forgotten. He has not forgotten the Jews. He goes down to other Ganim. And there, yes, there are places, in a sense, where there's a form of Shechina in Chutzorz, Batei Knesiot and Batei Medrashot. Remember, God is concerned about them too. Wasn't that the first Rashi we learned tonight? That wherever you are in exile, I am with you and I come back with you. V'lilkot Shoshanim. And you know what he does there? He gathers lilies. Shomea umakshiv nidbarin b'torato. He listens and he hears those who speak in his Torah. Lilkot, to gather zechuyotehen, all of their mitzvot. Ulekosvon b'seif, as he caught on the fun of, to write that all down in the book of memories before him, as it says, oz nidbaru yirei Hashem. Then watch. Umash atem omrim, and what you're telling us. You want that we should build with you, the two of us together? Here comes in the third pasuk, we didn't learn that pasuk yet, but most probably it's one of the most famous psukim in Shir HaShirim. Ani ledodi vedodi li haro'e b'shoshanim. Otiot elul ani ledodi vedodi li. So he says, no. We have an exclusive relationship. We're not building God's Eretz Yisrael with you. To us. Their response is, ani ledodi velo atem lo. I am to my beloved, not you. Velo tivnu imanu, you will not build with us. As it says in Ezra, they responded to the oppressors of Yehuda and Binyamin, lo lachem v'lonu livnot bayit lalokeinu. It's not going to be you and us building a house for our God. And then another pasuk, V'lachem ein chelek utzdoko v'zikaron b'Yerushalayim. You have absolutely no share, no right, and no memory in this city. Gosh, if only we could be able to tell that to others, as Nehemiah was able to say it so clearly. Lachem ein chelek utzdoko v'zikaron b'Yerushalayim. Later on in chapter 6, the one we're learning now, I'll read it. You just stick here with the Rashi. I'll tell you where we're going. Toward the end of the chapter, it says, Mizot hanishkafak mo shachar. Who is it that looks like the dawn? Yofo kalavana. Shein vidilavana. Yofo kalavana. All right? Boro kachama. Clear, bright like the sun. Who is this? Who is this, they ask? And the answer is going to be, El ginat egoz yoraditi, I went down to the garden of the walnuts, or the nuts, lirod b'ibei anachal, to see the fruits of the valley, and to see if the vine had blossomed. Lirod ha-parcha gefen heinetsu harimonim. Rashi, next column. Mizo tanishkafa aleinu. Who is the one that looks down upon us? Mimokom gavoa lanamuch kruya hashkafa. The word hashkafa, to look. Oh, doesn't mean, you know, I can look straight ahead. I can also look from a place that I am perched on high looking down. The word hashkafa always means looking from mimokom hagavoa, from a high place. That's called hashkafa. Kach, bet hamigdosh gavoa mikol haratzot. Who is it that we see from there? Bet hamigdosh. So Rashi in Parashas Shoftim in Sefer Devarim, and it's here, bet hamigdosh is high in all the lands. Kimo shachar. Oy, is this a Rashi? Remember, we're talking now about Jews coming back to Eretz Yisrael at the time of the second Beit HaMikdash. Who is that that we see now like the dawn? Holech umeir ma'at mi'at. It continues to get lighter little by little. Isn't that precisely what the famous Gemara says about the Geula ha'asidah, the Geula to come? Kach hi geulatam shel Yisrael, the redemption of Israel, is like the sun that rises, like Ayelet HaShachar. Kim'a, bit by bit. So here too, by Yisheni, the light grows greater. Kach ha'yu Yisrael by Yisheni. That's what Yisrael were like in by Yisheni. And in one sentence, Rashi is going to embrace the whole history of by Yisheni. B'tchila, at first it was Zerubbabel, who was from the house of David. He was Pachat Yehuda. He was the governor. V'lo melech. He wasn't a melech. V'ha'yu mishubadin leparos liyavan. When they started rebuilding the second Beit HaMikdash, they were really indebted. It was a vassal state. It was part of the Persian Empire. 150 years later, Nitzchum Beit Chashmonai v'nasu malachim. The house of Chashmonai was victorious and they became kings. There was a process that took place over here. There was a process. It didn't all happen overnight. They started off as a vassal state. They started off as part of the Turkish Empire, the Ottoman Empire. It was a British mandate. Ma'at, until ultimately it reaches a point of independence. And by the way, when they became kings, that's what the Rambam says about the greatness of the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Chozra ha-malchut li-Yisrael, kingdom returned to Israel for more than 200 years. In Mizot Hanishkafak Moshachar, it may very well be the nations of the world who are watching what is taking place over here. What's going on over here? Mizot Hanishkafak Moshachar. It may even... I have another other thoughts, but I'm fighting against time. Ayumo Kanigdalos. Awesome! In In strength are you more bigibureho kinigdolo shamalachim, like the turrets of kings, like the fortresses of kings. That's their great strength. Now watch what Rashi says here. Kol ze hakodesh baruch hu mekaleis et kineset Yisrael. That was the other pshat that I was going to say. Who's the one who's mashkif from above? The mashkif is the Rebbeinu Shem himself who is saying, look at what's happening in Eretz Yisrael. Little by little, kinderlach. It's going to start bit by bit. Kol ze hakodesh baruch hu mekaleis et kineset Yisrael. That's the best pshat. God is the one who is praising the Jewish people. The whole parak is God speaking about the Jewish people. You are as beautiful as Tirza. The Tirza means that you are Ratsui Lefanai. I want you. El Ginate goes your oddity. End of the chapter. Odzemi Divrei Shechina. This is also the words of the Divine Presence. The Rebbeinu Shem says, "Hinei bosi el migdash sheni zeilon ginate goes." The ginate goes is my Bet Hamikdash. I came down. Lirod be idei hanachal. I wanted to see the fruits. I wanted to see the fruits of your return. Malach luchis masim tovim erabach. What kind of moist good deeds will I see? Haparcha gefen. Is this new Eretz Yisrael, this return, will there be a blossoming of Torah? Will there be a regrowth, a rebuilding of Torah? Im tafrichu lefonai talmidei chachomim v'sofrim v'shonim, are you going to blossom and burst forth with talmidei chachomim and scribes and people who study Torah? Heinei tzuha rimonim. Has there been a flowering of the pomegranates? Mekaimei mitzvot melei zechuyot. Those who fulfill mitzvahs and those who have mitzvahs. Lama nimshu Yisrael. By the way, I mean, we can say all of this can be said about our time as well. Our time. How many times have I told you? I learned here in Yeshiva in 55 and 56. Vei, what a poverty-stricken and penurious absence of Torah. There were a few yeshivas. Go compare today to 55. What are you talking about? The greatest explosion of Torah learning and Jews fulfilling mitzvahs. What was it they had in the Jerusalem Post a few days ago that by 2020... every third child in school is going to be a religious child, every third. They said Haredi. I don't know if maybe they don't even count together with Dati Lumi. It'll mean every one out of every three children will be Chiloni. They will be outnumbered 2-1. You understand? 2-1. Isn't that what it means? It's unbelievable. There's been an awesome... Did this happen in 60 years after the return from Golas Bavel? Absolutely not. Took many years until Eretz Yisrael became a great center of Torah. Why are they compared to a walnut? You take a look at the walnut, it's a stickholz. You don't see what's inside. You don't see anything inside. Or you open it up and you take a look. Potso, you crack it open. Umotso, and you find it. Mole, meguros, meguros, shalachol. And there are all sorts of levels of food. Kach Yisrael, so to Yisrael, tznuin vam v'soni v'maseim, they are humble in their deeds. V'ein talmidim shebehen nikorim, you don't, can't tell who's the great Talmud Chacham. V'ein mitpadim l'hachdiz al shivchon, they don't walk around announcing to everybody how great they are. B'dakto, take a closer look. Atamotzel te molei chachma, take a closer look and you find them full of wisdom. aren't there many other Medrashim? Rashi over here has to point out to us that there are other Medrashim because he alludes to another famous Medrash. The Medrash says, you know, a walnut, it falls into the dirt. All you have to do is pick it up, wash it off, and you can eat it. I mean, there are other all sorts of other fruits. Once they fall into the dirt, fartik. It means a Jew can verschmutzt werden, get a little dirty, but you can clean him off. Doesn't that take us back to Shorani Venova, all right? Kiriyot like Kedar, and then Kiriyat Shlomo. Now, I don't know how I'm going to end it well. Go next Rashi. The next Rashi is on the last pasuk in chapter 6. Lo yodati nafshi somatni. I didn't know how to place my soul. I'm translating it a little different. Markvot ami nadiv. And I found myself among the chariots of a princely people. You didn't have to understand the word I said. That's why we need Rashi. Here it becomes painful. Lo yadati. This last pasuk in chapter 6, it's Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people, that complains. Lo yadati. And you know what happened to me during the period of the second Beit HaMikdash? Nichshalti. I failed with sinas chinam and machlokas. Shegava b'malchus beis chashmenoi. The tragedy of the kingdom of the chashmenoim. The tragedy. The last two members, two brothers who fought each other, tore Eretz Yisrael apart, sinas chinam and machlokas. And here comes the worst. Hurkanus Aristobulus, Achahoyo, Mevi Echod Mehem, one of them brought Malchus Romi. One of them invited the enemy into Eretz Yisrael. The Kibel Miyado Amalucha, they were the ones who propped him up as king. Venaselo Eved. And the end was, they didn't come to prop anybody up. They came to take over. And he became enslaved. Umeoz. From then on, nafshi somasni liyot merkavot laharkivalayne divut sharum. Since then, I'm the chariot upon which other nations ride. And I did it myself. I have no one to blame but myself. I invited the enemy in. Maybe we even gave them bows and arrows and spears. We invited them in, and that was the beginning and the end of Bayit Sheni. That was it. Beginning of the end. Profound tragedy. Lo yodati nafshi. I don't know what happened to me. Samati that I placed upon myself, a people that seemed to be very fine, they were going to be very helpful. They crushed us. They destroyed us. I'm afraid I'm going to have to end on another note. But again, help it. That's all. It's the Dravachen. And the Dravachen, maybe you have to end with a... on the last page, page 4. I have the Soferno. How do you like that? I'm taking you from Rashi to Soferno with 4 minutes to go. With 4 minutes to go. He also is talking about the period of the second Beit HaMikdash. In the middle of the page, by Pasuk Yod, Mizot HaNishkafa Kemo Shachar. Lochein Roy Lutboa, the Sephora says, we have to wonder, Ki Omnom Doniel V'Chaverov Shehoyu B'Galut, Doniel and his friends who were in the Golos, Mitzapim L'Ora Yeshua, they were sitting in Bavel and they were looking forward to the light of salvation. Yofo Kalavona, beautiful, Shein V'Dilavona, HaMekabelet Or Mizulata, that receives the light from the sun. Kein hu v'chaverov, so he and his friends hidboninu b'divrei Yirmiyahu, they studied the words of Yirmiyahu. They wanted to know, when is this galus over? Ka'amro, as it says, this is in chapter 9 of Daniel, Ani Daniel, I, Daniel, studied the words of Yirmiyahu. When do the 70 years end? Baruch Hachama, and I looked into the words of Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, the last three prophets, and they said, this is it, the time of the Yeshua has come. Ayuma, king in Daryavish, Darius, king of Persia, who he says that the God, the Aramaic over here, is that the God of all gods has told me that I should help build his house in Yerushalayim. Yud Aleph, that's the pasuk I want to read. El ginate goes yoradeti. I went down to the garden of nuts. Motzati, this is God speaking. You know what I found in Eretz Yisrael when we came back from Golas Bavel? Motzati asura yuchsun, I found 10 different kinds of Jews. Asura yuchsun is the name of the fourth chapter in Masechet Kedushin, where the Mishnah says there were 10 different levels or kinds of Jews that came back from Bavel: Kohen, Levi, Israel, and then another 7 are the dregs of society: Mamzedi, Hariri, Nesuni, Shtuki, Asufi, people who didn't know whether they're Jewish, kosher Jews, not kosher Jews, Freiknisht, what a chalastra of people. I haven't used that word in about 100 years. You haven't heard it? I never said it. Ah, whole chamula of people came. What a mixture of people came. Listen to what God is saying according to the Sephorno. Motzati asora yuchsin, I found 10 different genealogical kinds. Sha'olu la'aretz. Sha'ayu rubam psulim. Most of them were not royal over Bakol. They were not fully kosher Jews. Ubilti ruim l'shriyat shchina, and these people were unworthy that the divine presence should come down on them. But you know what? That's who I got to build Eretz Yisrael with. You know what he does? These are the guys I'm going to build Eretz Yisrael with. Lirod b'ibei anachal, to see the fruits. Mikom akom yiradeti sham. You know what? I went down there where the Asufi and the Charudi and the Chilaini and the Shalom Achshav and the Hashem Ratzoyer. I went down there. You know what else? Here is the rough part. Littles b'miyuchosim shenisharu b'bavel. You know what God decided? I want to go take a look at the shiny Yidden who remained in Bavel. Haporcho hagefen. Did anything blossom? Mikom im yesh bem chachamim v'talmidim asher levavam pone lavo l'eretz Hashem l'hashros sham shkinas. You know what I went to look? Is there a shiny Yidden Bavel who's thinking of coming on Aliyah? I have all these asara yuchsin over here in Eretz Yisrael, and I go look at the shiny Yidden. What's going on with them? Lo yodati nafshi, meshiva adas Hashem, the Jewish, the congregation of Klal Yisrael says, hinei lo yodati, I don't know ma heyot oz nafshi ritzoni vedati, I don't know what my soul, my will, or my mind told me then. What was I doing there? Samasni markavot aminadam shebacharti lo shevas begolah. Why in heaven's name did I choose to remain in the golos on the paras umadai? Even though they are beliefs are fake, am nadiv, they were very, very wonderful people. But I've been called, asheni kreiti me anevim, the prophets called me to come to the king. The Rebbein Shem is in Eretz Yisrael and he's waiting. Lavol hamelech hakadosh biarzo. In order that he should bring his divine presence upon us, and he's going to bring us standing upright, tall. What? I don't know what got into me. I don't know what was nafshi, dati, ritzoni. What was I thinking? Why would I ever choose to remain in Golus when I could have gone to Eretz Yisrael? Next Rashi. That's it. Next Sforno. Shuvi, Shuvi, Hashulamis. V'nei, kasher koru anevim b'dvar Hashem, when the prophets called with the word of God and they said, Shuvu Elai, Shuvi, Shuvi, Hashulamis. You know what the Nevi'im was saying? Go back to Eretz Yisrael. What are you sitting there? Hoi, what Yeshayahu said, Nusu me Eretz Tzafon, flee from the land of the north. Hoi Tzion, Tzion, he multi, save yourselves, get out of the Golas, Yoshevet Bad Bavel, you who live in Bavel. V'nechazavach, Shuvi, Shuvi, Hashulamit, come back to me. V'nechazavach, God says, I will see you. I'll bring my Shechina. The second Beit HaMikdash will remain forever. U'biyotcham be'eretz Hashem tashreh shchinato b'tochenu. U'bechein, and that way, nechazek ki nimtza chazon me'ashem v'lo tiyeh hatimat chazon. That way, v'nechazavach, there will be chazon, there will be a vision. And if you don't come, the chazon will end. And that was the tragedy of the second Beit HaMikdash. Awesome Sforno. Awesome Sforno. El Ginate Gozerad, they went down to see the Shina Yidin. What are they doing there? Why don't they come? I promised them that I'm here in Eretz Yisrael. I want to bring my Shkina. I want to make it permanent. I want to do something. What are you doing there? Shuvi, Shuvi, Hashulamit. Shuvi, Shuvi, V'nechazavach. Shuvi, Shuvi, Hashulamit. Alright, that's the... At least we've made it into chapter 7. That's not too bad. So at least we can say that there are more Jews than ever were Shuvi, Shuvid in our day than during the entire period of the second Beit HaMikdash. While we have made other mistakes that Rashi pointed out over here of inviting the enemy in, but we have not made as great a mistake as was made during the period of the second Beit HaMikdash. We're here, and maybe the rest of them are going to have him here, Hashem Seichel. The 3 weeks is the time to find forgiveness and atonement for the sin of the Meraglim. So I think it's very fascinating that here are flights coming to Eretz Yisrael in the 3 weeks. This is the kapara for the sin of the Meraglim. Okay,